home. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, Branson, Missouri. And Shelly's with me today, and we're talking about what is a really hot item in the news, and that is the fact that Russia volunteered to go ahead against all the sanctions to make Iran nuclear by delivering some rods on Saturday the 21st. Now, whether that happened, you will know when you hear this. We're right now at the 18th, Wednesday, doing this. And so, but whether or not we've got Russia and we've got Iran as allies, as are predicted in Ezekiel 38, which was written, 2,500 years ago. And Jesus said 2,000 years ago that if you want to know when he's coming, this is Luke 21, watch the fig tree, that's Israel, and watch the other trees, the ancient trees of Bible prophecy. Now, in 1980, I was working for Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, and I was the editor of publications. And in 1980, I knew it was time. I'd been there 10 years, and Brother Hagin did too. He called me out, and he ordained me to the gospel and to preach the gospel. And then as soon as I, not too long after I had quit Brother Hagin to go out preaching, you remember our kitchen there in Collinsville, Oklahoma, big old country kitchen. And you remember the phone was on the wall. This was four cell phones, and we had that really long cord. And so I answered that phone, and it was Lester Sumrall. And the first thing he said was, can you write a book in the week? And I said, no, Brother Sumrall, nobody can write a book in the week. He said, well, he said, you can if you work day and night. And he said, I believe it was Nelson wants 6 months to do this book, and we can't wait. Because at that time, we had...
Was it the hostage crisis?
Yeah, it was the hostage crisis. And I read right down to...
What book is this?
This is the book, Jihad, by Dr. Lester Sumrall, that I helped him write. Now, they've changed it some since then. And some of the things in it, you know, are a little different than what I really actually think. But we're going to talk about Iran in the Bible. So just read right the first under the first heading there, A Foundation for War.
Okay, it's a
chapter. This is Lester Sumrall's book, Jihad.
Chapter 3, A Foundation for War. The modern world was shocked when television, newspapers, and radio broadcast bulletins of the captured embassy of the United States of America on November 4th, 1979. 63 citizens of one of the Earth's greatest nations were taken hostage. It was jihad. Knowledgeable students of Bible prophecy were the least surprised at that terrible intrusion. They had been watching for a move from these ancient lands, for neither Iran, Iraq, or the Islamic world can escape their history or future destiny. If you are not a student of Bible prophecy, this book will help you to know what to expect from Iran and the Muslim world. Trace with me the history of Iran through the pages of the Bible. You will be fascinated at how your understanding of current world events widens in the light of God's holy word.
Now that's the opening of this book by Lester Sumrall.
Wow.
That he asked me to help him write. And you know, you could hear him all across that kitchen, and your daddy was shaking his head, no, no, no. But I went up there, and in 3 weeks we did the book. It could have been a better job. The book is entitled Jihad. Now that was 1980. In 1980, Lester Sumrall knew what was coming. And he said, right at the time we were writing the book, our citizens were being held by these fanatic Muslims. And they held them for 444 days. It was literally the end. It ended Jimmy Carter's presidency. His presidency absolutely failed because he couldn't get them back. But Lester Sumrall knew about jihad. Most people didn't know about jihad.
Right.
And I know Jerry Savelle said, I picked up that book and I thought, Lester, where do you get these things? But Lester knew. Lester knew there was going to be a move to take over the world because this religion called for it.
Yeah.
And he knew that they were going to use London. He even names a park in here, which Al-Qaeda used. And Lester knew ahead of time people didn't pay attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad because it gave me an education.
Yes.
I did pay attention to him.
Yes.
And I said, I knew when things began to happen. I knew what was happening in this earth. And I know my grandson sitting across from me, Brandon, he went to a Christian school. This was some years back. And they said, we want you to notice news and we want you to pick out a news personality or story to follow all through this year. So I told him, pick out Osama bin Laden. He picked out Osama bin Laden. He went to school. The school teacher said, who is this?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you pick this? And he said, well, my grandmother told me to. And they said, no, we don't want you to do what your grandmother says. We want you to pick out some newsworthy thing and you can follow. Well, how did I know Osama bin Laden? Because I knew about jihad.
Right.
Osama bin Laden declared jihad on America.
Right.
So I had done this book with Lester.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that, hey, this jihad that he has declared is nothing little. Mm-hmm. It means they're ready to take over the world.
Right.
They believe it's a holy war in which they will take over the world.
Mm-hmm.
They do believe that it is in the Quran and that everyone will either, as an act of jihad, you preach jihad with the sword. They're going to take over the whole world. And you either, the way that Muhammad preached his religion was, he came, started back where he was, and he put the sword to the throats of tribesmen. And you either submit and make Islam submission, or else you go by the way of the sword. Now, in America, how we have all the mosques and everything mm-hmm. here, they plan to take over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they particularly like to put mosques at the places of their victories.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there is a Dome of the Rock. They mm-hmm. consider that a high point, that they hold what was once the Jewish temple site.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I'm doing this book for Lester, he starts out with talking about Iran in the Bible, and that's our subject. We're going to mm-hmm. follow Iran in the Bible. Jesus said, you watch the ancient trees of prophecy. Well, they're nations,
mm-hmm.
and the United States is not one of them.
Right.
But Iran is.
Yes.
And this is what Lester said. Iran called Persia until 1935, when it was renamed by its Shah, has nearly 4,000 years of recorded and known history. The story begins with Noah's grandson, Elam. Now, let's go back to Noah's grandson. This is in Genesis. All the nations that we know of today, there are three groups of people, the Jews, the nations, and the church. All the nations came to being after Noah got off that boat. And when he got off that boat, he had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And then the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 10 that these sons then had sons, and they became the heads of nations, and we can find here 70 nations. Now, if you'll go down to verse 21, you're going to find the sum of Shem. He had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japhet. So in verse 21, unto Shem, also the father of all the children of Eber. Now, Eber, why does it mark out Eber? That is the ancient ancestor of the Jews. Iver, you could say. The Jews are called the Ivrites. Mm-hmm. It's where the word Hebrew comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So it wants to mark out for you particularly that the Hebrews, mm-hmm. the Jews, came from Shem.
Mm-hmm.
But other children came from Shem too.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21, unto Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japhet the elder, even to him were children born. The children of Shem, okay, the first son is named Elam,
mm-hmm.
and Asher, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram. Now, these are the sons of Shem himself.
Mm-hmm.
From Elam is Iran, Persia.
Mm-hmm.
Arphaxad is the Chaldeans. They were, of course, Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
So we see here that Iran and Iraq are not the Arabs exactly.
Right.
Now, we see here who comes from Elam. And the children of Aram, it lists who came from Aram. And who came down through them was eventually Eber. And it goes on down to mention all of these, but these are the sons of Shem. Look at verse 31. Mm-hmm. These are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, after their nations. Mm-hmm. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after the generations, in their nations, and by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. Mm-hmm. Now, 340 years after the flood, God had told them to go all throughout the earth and replenish the earth, but they didn't. They all went to a place called Shinar. And because of the influence of Nimrod,
yes,
they decided to build a tower to Babel. And God had to scatter them. And then he brought forth from them, then he brought forth Abraham, mm-hmm, and separated a nation unto himself. But we see that the Elam, E-L-A-M, Elam, when you see that in the Bible, you are seeing Iran. And they go all the way back right here to Genesis, mm-hmm, when Noah got off the boat. Mm-hmm. Adam, of course, had fallen. He'd had a relationship with God, but then after he was fallen, then came the flood, which judged. And Bible genealogy then, and the early history of Iraq and Iran are right here in this book. Now, it was Jehovah God, Ur of the Chaldees is where...
Babylonia.
Ur of the Chaldees is where he called out Abraham from.
Right, that's right.
And later on, Ur was destroyed by Elamite raids in about 1950 B.C. But it was Jehovah God who spoke. Now I'm reading you Brother Summerall's book. It was Jehovah God who spoke to Abraham and caused him to leave Ur of the Chaldees, a place where many worshipped idols and demon spirits, the same general area that would become Elam, Iraq, which is, of course, Elam is Persia and Iran.
Right.
So that area is where he lived before God called him out of,
yes,
that place to go down into Jerusalem. And the flood came. And in the land of Canaan, of course, we find Abram very rich in cattle and silver and in gold, Genesis 13:2. And his nephew Lot. Lot also, which was with Abram. This is Genesis 13:5-6. And the land was not able to bear them that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. Now, this is going to make a war, and we're going to talk about that war tomorrow.
Okay.
We're offering the book that I did with Lester Summerall. Now, they have made some changes in it, which I'm going to put a little thing in there about what I don't agree with in the book. But we do want you to have the book. And you can get it for us for only
$5. Great.
And plus shipping. So this is The Holy War, Jihad, Time Bomb in the Middle East by Lester Summerall.
Okay.
So you can just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. We're going to be talking about this week, Iran in the Bible. Watching one of the trees come into its prophetic place. This is Billy Brim and Shelley saying,
Shalom.